Good evening, everybody. I'm Sophia Wolfson. This is Behind Blue Eyes. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tonight, we're going to have a lot of songs with question titles. So we just heard Are You Serious by Andrew Bird. That is the title track off of his latest record, Are You Serious? I'm really excited. I'm going to start a series tonight where I'm going to interview musicians, Tufts musicians, maybe even some outside of school musicians. But to start us off here, we have Ella McDonald. Say hi.
Hello.
I'm really, really excited to have Ella here. She just put out an album called February. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey, just outside of New York City.
And talk a little bit about music when you were growing up. Like, when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar probably around freshman year of high school. I had played piano for many years earlier, but it was always just something like I was told to do. I wasn't so passionate about it. And then when I started to teach myself guitar, that was when I sort of really fell in love with music and started writing some of my own stuff. So fairly recently.
When did you start writing your own music?
I started writing music probably around sixth or seventh grade. I had like a couple really, really bad songs that I wrote on ukulele. Don't like to think about them very often. but probably around then.
Who were some of the first people that influenced you songwriting-wise?
Definitely, one of the first singer-songwriters I really fell in love with was Ingrid Michaelson. And I would like learn a lot of her like covers on ukulele and stuff like that. And her music really, really touched me. And I still listen to her a lot now. I would say she was one of the first that I like heard and I was like, wow, like I want to sound like that. I want to write a song like that.
Yeah. And growing up, was there a lot of music around you? Did you have kind of musical influences in the community or did you go to see concerts or?
Yes and no. I think most of my family isn't very musical besides like, I think like my parents always valued music very much and that was why they got me in piano lessons very early and stuff like that. But in terms of like performers, none of my family members are really like music performers. I was like seeing it a lot in my community. I came from a very like, I would say like artistically minded town and being so close to New York, I would go in for concerts a lot. So I think being in that kind of environment was really good and sort of encouraged musical growth.
Could you talk a little bit about the songwriting process more recently in terms of like the record you just released, and do you have a process? Do you feel like it's kind of more loose or?
Yeah, I think my process, I would say like at the moment, is just like writing as much as possible and really just getting stuff out. And a lot of the stuff I get out like sounds like absolute trash, but then like every once in a while, like you get something, you're like, huh, like that's kind of interesting. Let me build on that. So this is actually, this album is all music I wrote within the past year.
I've
just been writing and writing and writing. And I think I've grown a lot like through that process. And I have like, obviously I have like many other songs that I wrote that are not on the album that are like, were trash. But
probably
it's just
not
about like getting, it's just about like getting stuff out and eventually you find something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was reading, cause you wrote about the album when it came out, that you self-produced it.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about the process and like the technical side of it, just kind of how that all came together?
Absolutely. It has been a process. I started about, so I did my senior year of high school at an arts boarding school in Michigan called Interlochen.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
So
that's awesome.
Like, thank you. So I had a really, really incredible year there. And that was the first time that I was really like introduced to recording at all. Was never something I really knew anything about. Like before, like this time last year, I literally like did not know how to use a microphone. And it was something that I really quickly fell in love with. And in the beginning, I kept getting very, very frustrated. Just, I felt like I was like sort of barely staying afloat in like these projects and stuff I was being assigned. I felt like I was sort of like pretending to like know what I was doing, but like I didn't really, I wanted to like know like the very, very basics of it. So I was so, so frustrated. And like what I ended up doing is like going to the library and like getting a couple books on just like audio engineering, mm-hmm. and just like reading like everything I could, like reading like literally like what is a microphone? Like, like how does it work? Everything. And just really like building from the ground up. And so I have like come such a long way since then, and have just been reading and self-teaching. This year I work at the Music Center here, Granoff, doing sound for the events in the music building. And that's something that I've also like, I've been learning really, really fast, which is really cool. And I've been surrounded by a lot of really talented people.
That's awesome. So in terms of, I know there are some people that prefer live performance, some people prefer studio kind of. What do you like better, getting to sit down and record or getting to play live in front of people?
I would say it feels like they feel like such different experiences, mm-hmm. for me. For me, because I am like so self-produced, all my recording work has been like a really like individual, I would say like reflective, mm-hmm. process, and sort of like finding my sound. And it's in a very different way that's a lot more intricate, like just like playing like a guitar track over and over and over again, mm-hmm. until I finally get to something I like. Which is like really cool in like a self-discovery sort of way. But I've been performing for a long time. And that's something that like, just like the energy of being on stage is really, really incredible. So I don't know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But I have been doing performing for longer and I do really love that.
Yeah. What music have you been listening to recently that you like?
Recently, a band I like called Wild Child just released an album that's really, really good. I've been listening to that a lot. We were just talking the other day, I've been listening to a lot of Margaret Glaspie.
Oh, she's the best.
Incredible. It's really cool, like, just to see, like, female musicians who are really good at guitar, because I'm really, really passionate about guitar, and it's really hard to find role models there, because just, like, it's an area that like women are often like shoved out of the spotlight. Yeah. So it's really cool to see like some women like coming back.
Well, what song are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play the single off my album. So this is called Pick Me Up.
Great. This is Ella McDonald, everybody. She just released a record called February. Check it out. And she's going to play a song for us now.
You pick me up. It's 9:45. It's a Tuesday night, but I need this more than sleeping tonight. You pick me up, and I know that it's you, 'cause the music you're playing is so damn loud. I hear it from the couch. Roll the windows down. Fill my ears with sound. Breathe in summer air. Remind me I'm alive. Just drive. We circle around the block. This town is too small, there's still so much to say. Different streets, the same names. And everything looks different through the sleepy eyes. I swear the moon's never shined this bright. Roll the windows down. The top of the highest hill we can find. We lay in the wet grass and stare at city lights. Out of breath, out of songs, but that's just fine. We stare at city lights.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that was great. All right, that was Ella McDonald, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank
I really
you so
appreciate
much for
it.
Me.
Sounds great. Stick around with us. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Got a lot of songs coming up for you tonight. Thanks. everybody, we just heard Where Did Our Love Go? The Supremes. Before that, we had When Will I Be Loved? Linda Ronstadt. That's a cover. And we started that little set with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. That's kind of where I got the inspiration for tonight's show. Everything's going to be a question. So many questions. And before we had Ella, we started the set off tonight with Are You Serious, Andrew Bird. We got a lot of songs coming up tonight. Joe Jackson, The Beatles, one of my favorite current bands, Superette. So please stick around.
Walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
where?
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
where?
Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out? Take him home tonight. Is she really going out with him? Now if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man there who's marked down as dead. Cause I've had my fill. Listen, you take your hands from her head. I get so mean around this scene.
Do you want to know a secret?
Do-da-da.
Hello, everybody. We just had Who Is This Guy? That's a newer Superette song. They just put out their debut EP. I could not recommend it more. It is one of my favorite things right now. Before that, we had a classic, Do You Want to Know a Secret? An early Beatles tune. And we started that little set with a song that my dad showed me a whole long time ago called Is She Really Going Out With Him, Joe Jackson? Shout out to Grace, my best friend who's listening. I love you so much. I miss you. I'll see you Wednesday. We have some Bangles coming up, some Lake Street Dive, some Guster. So we're just going to get right to it. Stay tuned in, everybody.
We were young, 21, all those years ago. In came the fascination, ever
friends you meet as folks. You love his songs, you love his jokes. You show him all the moves he's never seen. Then you take his will away. You never go.
Alright, so we just heard What About Me, Lake Street Dive, off of the record Bad Self Portraits. That was two records ago, but probably my favorite Lake Street Dive record. Before that, we had my favorite Bangles song ever in the history of Bangles songs. Oh my god, How's the Air Up There? It's off of their first record, lesser known, but wow, what a good, relatable song. And we started off that little set with Do You Love Me by Guster. Pretty sure Guster is a Tufts band. Pretty sick. All right, we got Megan here. She's hanging out. Say hi, Megan.
Hi.
Megan's going to read us our PSA. Take it away.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That was beautiful, Megan. I'm going to have you read PSAs all the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right, people. We got 15 more minutes of this show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Shout out to Grace. She's listening. Shout out to Izzy. She's listening. It makes me really happy when my friends all over the country are listening, so thank you. What else do we got coming up? We got some Rilo Kiley, we got some Tom Petty, we got Wilco. I think I'm going to have to work Wilco into every single show, because that's just been happening already, so. All right, thank you all for listening. Got a few more for you tonight. Thank you.
So All the immediate unknowns are better than knowing this tired and lonely fate. Does he love you? Does he love you? Will he hold your tiny face in his hands? I guess it's spring, I didn't know. It's always 75 with no melting snow. A married man, he visits me. I receive his letters in the mail twice a week. And I think he loves me. And when he leaves her, he's coming out to California. I guess it all worked out. There's a ring.
Ooh-wah, 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 ooh-wah.
That was Why Do Fools Fall in Love, a classic. Before that, we had Does He Love You, Rilo Kiley. Grew up on Rilo Kiley, grew up on Jenny Lewis. That is a song I used to sing in the shower, and I'm not ashamed of it at all. We just got a couple more minutes left. I'm going to play a couple more question songs. I hope tonight's music has you sitting back and thinking about your life and asking yourself many questions, like the titles of these songs. We have a Wilco song next off of Being There, my favorite Wilco record ever. I think somehow I'm just going to work a song off this record into every show because it is working. And then we'll have a song after that. We'll see. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. This is Behind Blue Eyes. I'm Sophia Wolfson. Good night.
Come on, baby, somehow I need you. Do I have to show you how?
You should know.